Our Old Testament lesson today comes from the Psalms. It is Psalm 98, verses 1 through 9. Listen for the word of our Lord. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have given him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Sisters and brothers, this is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. This psalm is the traditional psalm of Christmas Day worship. It proclaims the joy that we feel at the birth of Christ, the joy we feel as God proves once again how glorious is God's love for the people of God. We know that we are not alone, that God indeed loves us so much that we are blessed to have a God who cares for us. Indeed, a God who loves us so much that we live with Emmanuel, God with us. After I get through boring you half to death, we will sing Joy to the World, a great song that certainly must have been, the writer must have been certainly thinking of this psalm when he wrote these words in 1719. It is right that we come here and are joyous this day. It is a day that reminds us of God's love and how the plan for God's kingdom is unfolding. It is a message that tells us that all is going according to plan. God's plan, not our plan, but God's plan. This psalm, written so long ago that we really do not exactly know when, yet it tells us that God has done great things to help the people of God, that God's might has given victory, that God's people are saved from something. And it is miraculous. We find comfort, hope, and are filled with joy, as we well should be. It is a great day to realize our hopes are made to happen and our fears can be wiped away in the flood of joy that God gives us in this morning. It is not only right to sing, but it is necessary to sing. Perhaps necessary to sing because while we sit around our Christmas trees and open presents, while we celebrate Christ's coming, instituting God's kingdom on earth, while we bask in the glow of the holy day, somewhere in the back of our minds, we still remember all the things that are not so perfect in our world. As loudly as we sing, as big as our smiles are, how loud our laughter is, and how full our stomachs, there is still in us the knowledge that this day, many still die because of war, that many are sick and in desperate need of help that they will not get. We remember that many will not have anything to eat today, nor are there fires or heaters to comfort them and warm their hearts. You see, the world stops only a moment, a mere blink in time, to celebrate this wonderful life, this gift coming into the world. While we live in pain and suffering and death every day, is it really right for us to sing God's praises and rejoice in God's victories? I would say to you here today that it is not only right that we sing loud and clearly, even if some of us will be singing a tad off key, or in my case, a whole lot off key. It is not only right, it is necessary. The hope of the world lies in a manger in a small backwater town in a country that is a small sliver of land, conquered by a world power and ruled with ruthless violence. In short, it seems nothing has changed. We can hear the shouts of people saying, "Jesus changed nothing. Why should we sing?" Our response is to sing all the louder of the joy that we have in a Savior who did not come in royal robes and live in palaces with the finest foods to eat. He did not subjugate everyone under him to lift himself up, Rather, he gave all so that we can sing of hope, joy, peace, and love. Even as we have been made perfect, well, not quite yet, but still, because of that love, we can enjoy being with God. We need to sing because we have a great cloud of witnesses who throughout the ages have shown us God's love and power, God's humility, and the joy of service. As Lane Alderman writes, it is Christmas Day, the day to celebrate that our God is not a distant and personal God who ignores the groans of creation. This is a God who has come into the real world, born of real flesh and blood, a baby entering into creation at a particular point in history, living and teaching among real people and loving humanity even to the point of death. This is a God who cares and loves. This birth of Jesus signals the arrival of the new kingdom, a kingdom punctuated by the justice and righteousness of this loving God who stands among creation. The birth of Jesus announces the triumphant promise of God to bring the righteousness and equality to all the peoples of the earth. The birth of Jesus is a day of victory. It is a day to sing, and to sing loudly, proclaiming this loving God. Yes, there is still hunger, unmet expectations, injuries and hurt, and yes, there is even death. But in our singing, there is a proclamation of the hope in God, a God who is with us and a God who is trustworthy, a God proven to be loving beyond all expectations. In our singing, we let the whole world know that we believe and we all know the day is coming when God's peace, joy, love, and hope will be fulfilled in this world. We also let others know that we are not unafraid to look foolish, and yet we still do it in this present time because we believe in the better time, the best time. So, brothers and sisters, let us sing today, and indeed on every day, as we proclaim God's goodness to all the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.